Just give a quick blast for level. Let's just
how you doing? This is David Hay, aka the Haymaker, the former WBA heavyweight champion. Shit. That's terrible.
Well, yeah. That seems as good a place to start as any. Yeah. How disappointed are you? Must be hugely.
Hugely disappointed. You know, I trained real hard. You know, I focused. I truly believed, you know, I was going to win the fight going into it. And it wasn't meant to be. You know, he outmaneuvered me in there, and he won a wide points decision.
A fair points decision in your book?
Yeah, you know, I reviewed the fight, and in my opinion, he won the fight. He landed more punches than I landed on him, so pretty much he won the fight. That's how boxing matches are scored and should be scored, is who lands the more quality punches on each other, and he landed more. More punches for sure. I think I landed the bigger punches, and I hurt him more than he hurt me. But he landed more of his shots, which is what he normally does. And then he did the right thing on the night.
Because you had him rattled in the 12th.
Yeah, I had him rattled a few times in the fight, and then I wasn't able to, you know, close the show. You know, I truly believed I'd have found a way to do it, but you know, for one reason or another, you know, he's very awkward. He's got a very good defense, and he's not an easy person to knock out. And he kept his composure and fought a great fight.
You called him a robot beforehand. Mm-hmm. Did the speed of his jab sort of take you a little bit by
No, his jab was exactly how I anticipated it. You know, I've always known he's got a great jab. I've always known there's a reason why he's won so many fights consistently. It's because he's great at what he does. You know, what he does isn't the most entertaining, but it's effective. He's consistently his consistency of being effective is. He's by far one of the best in any weight division. And, you know, you got to give credit to the guy. The guy does exactly what he needs to do to win fights. And he fought the perfect fight against me.
Beforehand, the trash talking, mm-hmm. the selling of the fight mm-hmm. and all that kind of stuff. You definitely got under his skin, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. I got under his skin. I was hoping I'd get under it a little more with, you know, he promised that I'd be his 50th knockout. He promised that he'd knock me out. So with that in mind, I was anticipating him, you know, bringing it on to me a little bit more, you know, letting his hands go a little more, you know, throwing more combinations. But as the fight went on, I think he realised that, you know, I was looking for a counter punch, and he wouldn't give me that opportunity. So he was happy to sort of win the rounds one at a time, and you know, he didn't sort of put the pedal to the metal and go for the knockout at any stage, even though he promised he would do. You know, but it's one of those things that, you know, he fought the right fight and I fought the wrong fight.
Any regrets about the trash talking?
No regrets. I say what I say at the time, and you know, you live with the consequences. You know, 9 times out of 10, after the trash talking, you know, I produce the goods and do what I say I was going to do. This time round, I didn't. You know, I talked big. You know, I talked the talk, and unfortunately, Saturday night, I didn't walk the walk. And you know, the better man won in the night, and you know, credit to him.
Potentially, you've got this deadline coming up. This is a self-imposed mm-hmm. deadline, yeah. So it doesn't mean it can't change. I mean, in your mind, do you have an idea where you're going to go?
I'd love a rematch. I'd love a rematch with Vladimir Klitschko. I'd love to, you know, have an opportunity to right the wrongs, to go out there and you know, implement a better assault on him. But whether he'll give me that opportunity after all the trash talk, after all the hype, maybe he's just happy with the victory. You know, he said that he wanted to knock me out, teach me a lesson. He didn't quite teach me a lesson. He beat me on points, you know. To teach me a lesson, he'd have to knock me out, you know. And he didn't manage to do that. So hopefully he's not quite satisfied with the points victory and he'll want to knock me out. And to do that, he'll have to give me a rematch, which I'll be more than willing to do.
We've heard stuff this morning about from his agent saying that maybe Vitaly mm-hmm. is more of a likely opponent. If they
Vitaly's actually got another fight in September. Thomas Adamek in Poland. That's a big fight they've got that's happening over there in mid-September. So with my deadline of mid-October, you know, a month or 4 weeks afterwards, it doesn't like a realistic time frame. Seeing though most boxers, particularly his brother and Vladimir, box probably twice a year. So the likelihood of happening a month after is pretty slim. But you know, I'm open to offers. I'll be interested to see what's on the table. Once they get in the numbers, once they realise how much money they've generated from the fight with myself, I think they'll realise that fighting anybody else, it will be a lesser fight for a lot less money. So fingers crossed they look at it that way round and realise that they can, you know, fight someone else for peanuts, or they can come back have a mega rematch.
Well, I mean, this is it. I mean, afterwards, he spoke about the British fans that went out there, and you must have loved the support that you had.
Oh, it was tremendous. You know, I was actually taken back. I actually got more applause in Germany. I'm sure there were more Brits out there than Germans, because when I walked out there, the crowd went absolutely bananas. It was really, really great. The atmosphere was better than any other event, not only boxing, any other event, a concert, whatever I've ever been to. And I'm just gutted that, you know, I didn't produce the goods on the night. You know, after talking big, I wasn't able to, you know, close the show. You know, I hurt him a few times, but it wasn't enough. You know, I've got to really nail this guy to the canvas, and I wasn't able to do that.
Have you been reading the papers this morning?
I've had a look at a few of them. Yeah, but you got. I'm expecting stick. You know, when you talk like I do, when you hype the fight up, when you trash talk as much as I do, and it doesn't go your way, you know, you set yourself up. I'm the ideal target now for silly little jokes or whatever. Which I'm bring it on as much as you can. But it doesn't faze me. It's part and parcel of the sport. It's part and parcel of my personality and my, you know, my whole ethos behind boxing. If you make bold statements, you produce them great, you get the accolades. If it doesn't work out how you say, then you got to take the stick. So I'm currently taking some stick, and I can take it. I'm a big boy. I'm big ugly enough to take it all.
I was watching the post-match stuff, and Barry McGuigan in particular was quite kind of critical of perhaps the tactics that were employed, and Adam in particular, and possibly his tactics. Mm-hmm. Do you think that you did get it right? Or
no, I didn't get it. I obviously did get it right. Now, everybody after the event can... Everyone's a genius after the event. You know, everyone can say you should have done this. You know, if for whatever reason I would have clipped him in the last round, and that shot in the last round not only hurt him but knocked him out, I would have been a genius with the tactics. It would have been perfect, but it didn't work out that way. So I got it all wrong. And yeah, you're right, I did get it wrong, because if I'd have got it right, I would have won the fight, and I didn't. So everyone come in with what I should have done, because whatever I did was wrong, and they're right, it was wrong because I didn't win.
All right. Okay. So, so it's now just a bit of a time for pondering and a time for
I'm going to see it. Sit back, and you know, obviously, I haven't lost for many years now, so it's a new situation to be in. I'm back in the UK. You know, normally the Monday after a fight, I'm in here. You know,
buzzing,
being congratulated by everyone about what a tremendous fight I've just had this time round. I've had to come back in and say, okay, it didn't go the way I wanted. You know, I could have stayed at home and hid under my duvet. But, you know, you got to get back out there and show your face, and you got to take the rough with the smooth. You know, it's all good and well taking the accolades when you're doing well, but you got to take the stick when things aren't going your way as well.
Would it upset you? There's a big British fight, isn't there? Fury and Chisora coming. Yeah, but yeah. Would you be sitting there annoyed if Vladimir then sort of bypasses you?
No, I would half expect that. You know, Derek Chisora and Tyson Fury. You know, they're the type of fighters that Vladimir likes to fight. You know, guys with their sort of credentials, with their sort of lack of experience. You know, Tyson Fury has never even fought for the British title, and Derek Chisora has only ever won the British title. So, and these guys aren't European level fighters yet. They may be, you know, they may be a lot better than they now, but they've never proved it yet. Maybe they could go on and do something big, but at the moment they're both unproven. And I think that if one of those get a crack at Vladimir before me, good luck to them. I hope they do well.
And of course, you've got a lot going on besides that. I mean, we've got a chap sat in the corner of the studio, George Groves, and George, the Haymaker Gym.
Yeah, George Groves, he's a guy who just beat James DeGale, the Olympic gold medalist. You know, someone who we beat in the amateurs, and he's beaten at a packed out O2 Arena a couple of months ago, and proved that, you know, he's the best super middleweight in Britain and the Commonwealth. Now he's going to move on to bigger and better things, and I'm looking forward to George fighting for, you know, genuine world titles in a not so distant future.
So even if it does come to a finish, your own career, then you're not finished with boxing.
No, I'll never be finished with boxing. I know the boxing game inside and out. Myself and Adam Booth, you know, both got in this game relatively, you know, as novices. We didn't really know the game, and we've learnt it over the years, and we've got a lot of knowledge and advice to pass on to others. And I definitely believe that, you know, I'm not going to be only world champion to come out of the Haymaker stable.